everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Tuesday, there's a chicken here, and tonight it's Carrie Ann Kasem, man.
Yeah, here
I am. Carrie Ann Inaba.
Yeah, but it's not Carrie Ann.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
all right.
No.
Well, welcome. Nice, always nice to see you.
Good to
dude.
See you too, Tim.
You
good to see you.
Smell good. I don't know what you're wearing or what you've bathed or something. But
haven't bathed in over a week.
Is that right?
Jesus
no.
Christ!
I actually took a shower today.
Wow!
It's been quite a while though.
Holy
it's been quite
smokes.
A while. Yeah. So that's probably why I smell. I probably smell usually. And now that I don't
smell.
Oh,
I see, right.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Real quickly, and then we'll begin the show here. I need somebody to call us at the station because I'm just worried about something here. And I just need a couple of people to call just to ask them a question, okay? I know it's very vague, but here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I just need to talk to a couple people here, and I got to convince myself that we haven't lost our entire audience.
Yeah,
and
I can understand why. Though.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah. It's kind of scary.
So I just need to know that there are people in Southern California listening to the show before we begin, and we're in a minute delay. So I just need like two or three people. If you're driving around, you want to give us a shout out. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
You look truly worried. You know, I've never
I'm
seen
sweating.
You so white. Yeah, your hands are kind of white.
I truly believe that something happened today, and we may have lost every one of our listeners.
Like our entire audience?
Yes. And
really?
I got to make sure, and I got to feel comfortable going ahead this evening that we are on the air, people are listening.
Because otherwise we'd just throw in a best of? Or
otherwise we'd just shut the station down.
Yeah.
No. You know, just play music. But,
right.
All right, I see people calling. All right, Charles
good.
In Santa Monica. All right, thank God that somebody else is calling. And all the lines are lighting up. And I'll tell you why.
Okay, tell me why.
Frank in Palm Springs. Okay, good. All right, well, then that makes me feel better. All right, Dan in Moore Park. That people are listening.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a true.
You truly look relieved and happy.
Billy in Los Angeles.
You're back right. to the old Tim.
Let's see. Here.
Excited Charles. To start the show.
Charles in Santa Monica, you there?
Hey, what's up? I'm
all
your,
right. I know.
I'm your most willing servant here.
All right, thank you for listening. Frank in Palm Springs, you there?
Hey, Timmy, I'm here.
All right, we're about to begin the show. Dan in Moore Park?
Yes, sir.
All right, Billy in Los Angeles, you there? Kevin in Garden Grove, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Javier, you're on the air?
Here.
All right, and Mike in Upland, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God.
It's like
okay.
roll call, Tim. It's like roll call.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Man, I can feel my heart beating. I thought we lost our entire audience.
You want to tell me what's going on?
Yes.
Okay.
55 men, including a former sheriff's deputy and at least one attorney, were charged with possessing child pornography following an 8-month investigation. This all happened in Southern California, and I thought they came in and wiped out our audience. Oh, that is such a relief. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles said the suspects used peer-to-peer networks to exchange graphic images and videos. What does that mean, peer-to-peer?
Yeah, anyone?
That's like Napster or LimeWire.
LimeWire?
File sharing.
So it's private? People can't really get into it?
Well, like the things you do to download illegal music.
I see. All right. And that's they said it's confidential and you can't get into you can't bust peer-to-peer connections.
They said it's completely anonymous.
Well, guess what? Not so anonymous to these fellas. Those facing charges include a San Luis Obispo County sheriff. I'm not going to say these guys' names. You know, they got enough to worry about. An attorney in San Bernardino. And a couple other guys who are professionals. But, all right, thank God that our audience
so
is
this
still
whole,
around.
Was it, wait, under-
I thought for sure they took all 55 guys who listened to the show and arrested them. Thank God.
You looked really worried,
happen.
Tim. I was
terribly
worried for
worried.
You. Yeah.
All right. There are a lot of laws in California and in around the United States that we have to deal with every single day that I didn't have to deal with when I was a kid. There was I can't tell you how free and easy it was. There were no such things as seatbelt laws.
Yeah.
When your seatbelt wasn't connected, it didn't beep, it didn't buzz.
Right. You didn't get pulled over for a ticket.
You could have plastic bags. You could have paper bags.
You know what irks me? And I wear it as a helmet law. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Now, I always wear a helmet. Always.
Do you wear it because it's a law?
No, I wear it because for my safety. But no. You should have the choice
right. Whether
to wear a helmet or not.
Yeah. And in a couple of years, when you go into a market and they say plastic or paper, it ain't going to be plastic anymore. It's going to be paper or you brought your own. BYOB.
You have to pay for the paper, don't you?
I think so.
I think you have to pay an extra little tax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring your own bags. You can't hose your driveway off anymore. There's a water shortage here in California. I wonder why there's a water shortage in California. Well, the population has expanded by about 15 million. And I wonder how many dams we've built in California in the last 30 years. Oh, none. So that might be a reason. I know. Don't call us up and say there's two big reservoirs that were built. Those aren't dams. I'm talking about the big ones, the Hoover Dam types. That's what we need in California. We've got to capture that snowfall and hold on to that water, for God's sake.
There's a lot of scary facts that you can give out about water.
I know.
I'm very scared.
You know what? I can't believe we're living on a planet where 75% of it is water, and I can't water my lawn during the day.
No.
75% of this earth is water.
They got to do that desalinization.
Yes.
You know, I'm telling you, we got a lot of water.
And you know what? And if you can't desalinate that water where it's drinkable, well, then let me put that crap on my lawn. At least it's safe for the lawn.
Yeah, non-potable. They do that a lot. They do that a lot.
Yeah, but I don't do enough of it.
Yeah, they reclaim water. Right.
I'm out there the other day watering the lawn, and a lady honks, because you can't do that until 4 p.m.
What?
Like, it's 3:45. Give me a break.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah. You can't water your lawn between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Well, I mean, it's better anyways for the plants, but I had no idea that was a law here.
You know, that's also a fallacy that's better for the plants if you water it later.
Because it can burn them.
Well, have you ever seen a golf course? They water that
day and night.
Day and night. Those things are on all the time. Yeah. And it's the most beautiful grass in the world.
That's true.
Every time you play golf, it's like, you know, at noon, there's like, I can't play this hole because we're watering it.
Mine are set at 9:45 at night.
I think mine go on at like 5 a.m., but that's just the back ones. In front, I still am out there with that hose. Also, you can be fined and arrested for smoking on an airplane. When I was a kid, you could light it up on an airplane. You can smoke in the airplane.
I remember that.
You can smoke in the bathroom of the airplane. Yeah. You can smoke wherever you want. Then there was a non-smoking section of airplanes.
That doesn't make any. I mean, it's like if a kid goes to the bathroom in a pool, where's the non-pee section?
Right. Exactly.
You know, it doesn't make sense. There would never be.
That's why they got to close it down and try to pull that Baby Ruth out of there. Also, no more styrofoam cups in government buildings. They're not going to supply styrofoam cups at all.
Right.
And you can be fined for smoking in bars, smoking in restaurants, smoking at sporting events. And there's a huge tax on cigarettes. But I remember when I was a kid going to the Great Western Forum, which back then was the fabulous forum. And you could sit there and watch a Laker game or a Kings game, have a beer, and have a cigarette.
Really?
Absolutely.
In the stadiums?
In indoor stadiums.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It was pretty wild. And if you had the real cheap seats at the Fabulous Forum, you'd be in the smoke cloud. There'd be a cloud of smoke that you could actually barely see through to watch that Kings game.
You know, when I was a kid, I could ride my bike or wear roller skates without a helmet.
Like, not anymore.
Just a little bike. I know. Now kids have to.
Yes.
They can get tickets. The kids can actually get tickets for not having a helmet.
If you're not 18, you got to have a helmet. If you're skateboarding, if you're on rollerblades, if you're on a scooter, if you're on a bike, if you're on a mini bike, if you're on a moped, or if you're just walking around and you're mentally challenged.
Please,
put that helmet on, Mom. But there's a huge tax on cigarettes. There's a beer tax. There's a ticket and a fine for driving with that cell phone to your ear.
Yeah.
These are all things that didn't exist when I was a kid.
You still doing the cell phone, though, trick? The one with the shoulder?
No, I still talk on the phone.
Yeah,
I bust that law all the time. And, you know, if I get pulled over, it's, $70 and, just write them a check or something. I don't know. But if I don't have that earpiece and I need to make a call, I've proven to America and to Southern California, more specifically, that I'm capable of driving with a cell phone in my ear.
Right.
And proof of that is I've been doing it for 15 years without an accident. So I'm capable of doing it. They should write people like myself, like you, and people who have never been in an accident, they should write a special law saying you guys have proven yourself worthy.
Well, my first accident was with my cell phone.
Oh, what?
Dead serious.
Well, then you should not be driving with a cell phone.
10 years ago or something, and I was stopped at a light, and I looked up, and it was green, but the person, I looked down to finish dialing a number, and she didn't go yet.
Bang.
So I went right into her. There's no damage to my car, but her little Miata was destroyed.
All right. Which of these laws do you break every day? And I know we have the greatest lawbreakers listening. You sons of bitches out there that don't want to be confined by these stupid laws. What are these laws you break every single day? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. They can fine a restaurant now if the restaurant serves them water without the patron asking for it. It's a glass of goddamn water.
Yeah,
it's about 9 or 10 ounces of water, and then there's some ice cubes in there.
Now, what about the places that don't allow you whatsoever to smoke in the apartments?
Oh, yeah, in Calabasas.
Like, I don't get that. How is that possible? That's your, I guess, because somebody else owns it?
I guess so. But if you lease a condo in Calabasas, I don't think you can smoke as well. I'm not sure about the law. But you can't smoke anywhere in Calabasas in public.
It doesn't make sense. If somebody owns that property and they say, fine, people can smoke or not smoke, that's their property. They own it.
Not,
how can
not
somebody
in Calabasas.
Tell you not to do that?
Because you've been reading about the Soviets taking over. And
Georgia.
Some people call them Russians, but they're Soviets. The Soviets took over Georgia.
Yeah.
Well, while they were taking over Georgia, nobody noticed this, but they also took over Calabasas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
You get a fine for watering your lawn during the day. No smoking within 15 feet of another person in some communities. Also, how about this? You're not going to see mother and father on a birth certificate, and you're not going to see husband and wife on a marriage license anymore.
What?
You're going to see Party A and Party B.
Oh,
in California.
Because of the gay laws that
Party
have been passed.
A,
yeah.
Marries Party B.
Right.
Now, and then will it be, do you, Party A, take me, Party B, to be your lawful wedded partier?
Why don't they just say husband, wife, or, put in two husbands or put in two wives? Why party?
That's not a bad idea.
So if you're married to a man and you're a man, or you're married to a woman, you're a woman, then you check the two
That's
boxes.
A great idea, but I think that some people would say that's discriminatory because, you go to show a birth certificate a birth certificate.
I see.
And you're like, hey, I'm going to get in this class.
Right.
Hey, Bobby's got two dads.
You're still going to see Oscar whatever and Harry whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to still see the two names.
I know.
It's going to be, Harriet.
It's going to be really tough. Also, you have a fine for drinking on the beach. You can't drink on the beach. You can't smoke on the beach. Now, California is based... a lot of our tourism is based on people coming out here for the beaches.
Right.
And you want to have a drink on the beach. Maybe you want to have a glass of wine.
People still do it.
Maybe you want a cigar or a cigarette.
They get those shoes, those thongs with the flask built in.
Right.
And they stick the alcohol right there, or they stick them in Evian
bottles. But you shouldn't have to do that.
No, I agree.
You should be able to just open a bottle of wine and enjoy yourself.
But
on
then
the beach.
You look at all the people that are winos and the beer heads that just break the stuff on the sand and they don't care and they just leave everything.
Then arrest those people.
Yeah, but they never do that.
But we all live like the lowest a-holes in the world.
Right.
We all have to live not using our cell phone while driving because people like this one drive around and crash into people.
Yeah. Well, we cater to the lowest common denominator.
That's what but now we all live like
right,
them.
No. The laws cater to the lowest common denominator. Instead of making people rise up and arresting all the people that do those, they're making people suffer that don't break the laws, that are good people. So instead of catering to the lowest common denominator, I say that we take the lowest common denominator out.
Here's another rule. It's not a law.
Hmm.
And maybe it is. I don't know. But I went to the LA Zoo recently, and the Santa Barbara Zoo is the same way.
Okay.
My daughter, she loves the zoos. And I love that. She,
sad.
Her eyes are wide open. She just loves sitting there all day and looking at these animals. But you can't have a lid for your coffee or your soft drink, and you can't have a straw. And
why?
You can't
is
have
that because the animals might get at it?
Yeah, the animals might eat those straws. And you can't have a twist-off for your drink. They
keep
the tap.
Well, I can understand the zoo. I can understand the zoo because there's animals there. They don't want to get them sick, and they don't want eating plastic, and I can understand that. But anywhere else,
But why? But wait a minute. But if, the zoo is not going to give you a straw, right, for your kid to drink their soda?
Right.
You know what people do?
Sippy cup.
They bring their own straws.
Yeah, but sippy cups. Sippy cups have that.
Yeah, but you know what? When you're walking around pushing a stroller and you got a hot cup of coffee, I couldn't get a lid for the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
So now the coffee's splashing all over my daughter's hair.
Yeah.
And so because some alligator had swallowed a lid 10 years ago and couldn't pass it through his alligator ass, my daughter's head is on fire because she has coffee in her hair now. Jesus Christ, man. We're all living like Neanderthals around here.
I can understand the zoo.
I can't understand the zoo. I really don't
get it. It's animals. I get it. But
I want the cap to my coffee.
I'm with you on these other rules.
I spill the coffee on my leg, and my whole leg is burned because, you know, 40 years ago, some ape had a straw, and it got, you know. Anyway, F them. But here's also something that I didn't have to deal with. Your lights have to be on when your wipers are on. That's a law in California.
What?
So if your wipers are on, like it's raining, your headlights better be on too, or you're going to get a ticket. You knew the rules. You knew the boundaries. Mahalo.
So if it's, let me get this. It's daylight out.
It's raining.
It's raining. You have to have your headlights on while using your windshield wipers.
If your wipers are on, your headlights are on.
That's ridiculous.
Or you get pulled over.
I bet you there's cops that don't even know that law. That is a ridiculous law.
There probably are cops that don't know that
law. That's like the law on sodomy, you know, like how that's illegal in a lot of states still.
Yeah, and especially, how about this? How about if you're driving around in your car performing sodomy or you're sodomizing somebody and your wipers are on and your lights are off? That's two tickets.
There you go.
One a little more embarrassing than the other. But also you can get a ticket or a fine for not wearing a seatbelt. You can't smoke in the car with the kids, although I guess the kids can smoke. You must wear a helmet while riding a motorcycle. Kids, how about this one, too? Extra trash can taxes.
Oh, yeah. No, that's been around for a while. If you want an extra trash can, you have to pay for it.
See, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. If you need an extra one, you pay.
I guess the money goes to cops or something.
Oh, I don't
put
know.
On cops no. on the street.
I don't know. But how about the one where they're going to shut down and they're not allowed to build any more fast food restaurants?
Yeah, in South Central.
South Central.
Yeah. You can't build a fast food place. No. Jesus Christ. I mean, we've really turned into communism.
It's worse. You know,
it's slowly,
I mean, it's getting there.
It's slowly as we've had
fascist.
Every one of our rights taken away. That's exactly what it is, man. No more trans fat in the foods. The DUI is now 0.08. When I was a kid, it was 0.1 or 0.12. You could enjoy another drink. The DUI level used to be much higher.
I wonder if that's helped. I wonder what the stats are on that, if that's actually helped take people off the road or they're less drunk.
Maybe.
I wonder.
I don't know.
I wonder if that's even helped.
But, you know, and now the new signs, I don't know if you've seen them, but driving buzzed is like driving drunk. Have you seen those?
No.
Yeah. I don't know whether Mothers Against Drunk Drivers are doing it, whatever, but it's driving buzzed is like driving drunk.
Jesus Christ.
And I've been drunk when I was driving, not proud of it when I was younger. And I've also been buzzed when I was driving. It's radically different, I'll tell you.
To have a couple drinks and drive?
To have one or two drinks.
I've never done it.
And drive. You've never done that?
I've never, ever done that.
Oh, that's nothing.
Never done it.
You do that in my sleep.
Yeah. I always have. Sleep. If I'm gonna drink, which is on a very, very rare occasion, very rare, somebody else is driving.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll pick you up. All right. The laws you break every day. Katrina in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey,
I never wear my seatbelt.
Good for you.
That's so basic, but I never wear my seatbelt.
Yeah. Is there a reason?
I don't like the way I'm short.
Yeah.
And it cuts across my neck.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's strangling me. I just hate it.
How tall are you?
I'm 5 feet tall.
Yeah, that's short. And it does. But now they're making them adjustable, which is nice. Because I'm short, too. So it's nice to be able to bring
you?
It. 5'5".
Are you 5'5"?
Huh?
But I hate that feeling of being strapped down.
Yeah. Are you sitting on anything when you're driving?
No. No.
You know, like a...
That would be uncomfortable.
Phone book or anything?
No.
You can see over the dash, right?
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh. No, I'm just checking.
I'm just really short.
She's not, I mean, a small person.
Well, 5 is...
Yeah,
you know,
5 foot is...
5 is 1 inch taller than a chick who's 4'11".
Right.
Well, look at all the gymnasts out
there. I'm not a dwarf. I'm just a short woman.
Oh,
yeah.
You can touch those pedals?
If I put the seat all the way up, I can, yeah.
Oh, God. You're so mean, Tim.
I just wanted to put a picture here together.
Okay, my husband is 6'3" and 300 pounds, and he's a truck driver. And he doesn't like to wear a seatbelt either, but of course he does when he's driving his truck.
Right. Have you been arrested for it? Have you been cited for it?
My husband's been cited twice. I never have.
Wow, it's tough for those guys because those guys can have their license taken away from them.
Gosh.
Well, yeah, he hasn't gotten that since he got his commercial driver's license.
Right.
But when he was just driving around in a regular car, he got pulled over. He's been pulled over twice for no seatbelt.
You know what he should do is he should sew a piece of seatbelt onto his left shoulder, onto his shirt.
That's a really good idea.
That's a really good idea.
Thank you very much.
You know, there's also a way, too. I used to date a guy who wouldn't wear a seatbelt as well. And whenever he'd see a cop or somebody was pulling him over, he'd look straight ahead. He'd take his one hand, his right hand, pull it across the bottom of his stomach, grab the seatbelt belt from below, and just slowly pull it across him and buckle it. And
I have done that more times than you can count.
I mean, people like reach for it and pull it, put it on, and they see you doing it. But I'm telling you, he's gotten away two times. Two times, and one cop I felt so bad for because he's like, man, I'm sorry. He's like, I'm usually real good at that. He's like, I could swear you weren't wearing a seatbelt. And I felt so bad for the guy.
Hey, I got a question for you.
You have to be stealthy.
Yeah, you do.
If a highway patrolman pulls you over and you're in a car and you're wearing a helmet, like a you know, like a biker's helmet, does he think you're extra safe or a complete a-hole?
That is really funny.
You're in a car wearing a helmet?
Yes. Does he think you're pretty safe or he thinks you're a complete lunatic?
Oh, he would probably think you were a lunatic. Yeah. Or,
well, you know, I wonder
if you could
get away with wearing a helmet and no seatbelt because, you know, there's no seatbelts on motorcycles.
But you know what? These guys are driving around in cars. Granted, they're going, you know, 175 miles an hour, but they're also on a track, on a controlled track with professional drivers only going one way.
Right.
I think wearing a helmet while you drive is not such a bad idea.
I think there should be an option of wearing a helmet or a seatbelt.
You know what we should do is to irritate everybody in Southern California. Let's try to get a law passed where you got to wear not only a helmet, but a fireproof suit while you drive.
Jesus
and a five-point seatbelt. So you buy, it's sold in every car.
And it really defeats the purpose of buying a convertible. All right, the laws that you break every single day, folks. 520-9710. Enough with these laws. They're killing everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Carrie Kasin's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasin's with us. Big fan of the Olympics, huh?
I like it. I watch it. Gymnastics.
I tape it all night, and I go home and watch it. I watch it on MSNBC.
It's so good.
I like it.
Yeah.
And we were talking about last night that they never mentioned Mike Phelps' dad, and I couldn't find anything on the internet about Mike Phelps' dad either. The guy won 8 gold medals. And a friend of mine said, well, clearly they talk about him. I said, no, they didn't. He goes, yeah, they showed a picture of the mom. That says it all. Father said, I don't give an F how good my kid is at swimming. I'm not F-ing that chick anymore.
That's so sad.
I am out of there,
They
man.
Show the mom in the replay. They show the face the entire time on the replay. Have you seen that?
I know.
They show the mom the whole time.
I know. Mom ain't swimming. That kid's swimming. Mom's just sitting there with her F-ing haircut.
Yeah.
She's into effort. That's what you do when you get into effort. You cut that hair real short like the guys.
That's true. It really is. It is an effort haircut.
Yeah.
It really is.
I don't have more than 10 minutes to spend on my hair because I've got to talk to all my friends all day about how terrible my marriage is.
Eat my C's chocolate, have my cigarettes. Yeah.
Got to shorten up that hair. That means it's almost time to
my tab and
get in that box.
And whiskey.
All right, the laws you break every day. F these guys with these new laws. They're unbelievable. You get a $1,000 fine for littering. A $1,000 fine for littering.
Okay, I have to say I agree with that one.
$1,000?
Totally. If you live on a street, unfortunately, I live on a street where there's a Burger King a few blocks away.
Oh, and they always
eat in front
of your
house?
People
come down and eat right in front of my house. And then they throw it out on the street. And it's so annoying. It's just so annoying. I've taken people's trash while they're eating, grabbed it all, shoved it back in their window right on top of their laps. I'm waiting to get shot.
Yeah, you're going to get shot.
I know.
My wife tried that trick with me. We were driving back from Vegas, and we stopped at Taco Bell. And there were four gang members in the car in front of us. And we're in the drive-thru, and they got their food, and they threw the bag out the window. So my wife gets out of the car to go grab the bag and throw it back in the window. And I grabbed her by the shirt. I said, where are you going? She goes, I'm going to throw that bag back in the window. I said, you can do that when you're alone.
Yeah.
But when you're with me, I'm out. I'm out of that game.
It's just
go pick up the bag and throw it away, but don't throw a bag at those gang members. You don't think they'll slice? You don't think they'll kill you
in a second? In a second, these people don't look like gang members. I mean, I really hope they're. Sometimes they're older. Sometimes they're just single. You know, sitting in there, shoving their faces full of food. They're
turn the sprinklers
very
on them.
Heavy.
All right, the laws you break every day. You've set effort to these laws. And I can't stand, you know, that I drive around every single day and I'm paranoid that I'm going to break the law because these cops will pull you over. Then you get a ticket. Then you got to try to fight it. Then you got to go to court. And then the cop lies in front of the judge. Then you lose your ticket. And then you have to pay the fine. And then your insurance goes up $1,200 for the next 3 years. That's what happened to me. My insurance went up 38% over one ticket on my record. So don't fight your tickets in court. Go to traffic school. And take care of them that way or take care of them some other way. Bribe somebody or do something. You maybe have a friend who works in the DMV can help you with your record online or in the computers, if you know what I mean. But don't try to fight it in court. These cops will lie. The judge, these cops, they go back and they kibitz with these judges before.
Oh, we all know the judges, sure.
But they all go back in some kind of room. I saw these cops coming out of a room, like, you know, hanging with the judge
don't
or the bailiff
watch
or
TV?
Something.
That's what they do. That's what they do.
Of course he's going to side with those guys.
They go hang out before the trial.
Enough with that. Enough with these cops. Just go pay your fine. Go to traffic school if you can. But don't try to fight it in court. It's a pain in the ass. You'll lose. And this is going to cost me $4,000 for a U-turn that I didn't make.
Wait, this is the one that you went and you pulled in.
Yeah, I lost.
And you lost it?
I lost it.
You know that you had to go, you have to get somebody who's used to fighting tickets. You didn't get anybody like that?
No,
you didn't pay somebody?
I just assumed. See, I'm such an a-hole. I'm born and raised here in Southern California. I'm 44 years old. And I've been walking around for 44 years thinking, LAPD is not going to lie under oath. That's not what they do. And the guy effed me. Lied twice in court.
He did?
Yep.
That's really terrible. You know, you can find if those roads are not permitted properly, if they've not been painted properly, any little thing that you can get them on a technicality, you get out of that ticket. And there's people that do it for you.
I don't want to go down that road.
Well, there's people that will do it for you.
No, then I've met that person. All right, these laws you break every single day. Let's go to Marcus in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hey, I live down on the beach by Santa Monica Pier there.
Right.
If they would give out a few of those $1,000 tickets every now and then, Santa Monica could fix up their whole revenue problem.
See, I agree with you, Marcus.
Yeah, but I don't know anybody who's ever
gotten
one of those tickets.
I don't either.
Well, but if they put instead of towing people's cars away that don't deserve it, maybe they should just give out a few of those tickets.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be fair if maybe the fine was $100 and they gave out more of them than $1,000?
Well, I don't know. There's a garbage can like every 20 feet.
I know, but let me tell you, Marcus, the reason why they're not giving out these fines is because even the cops know that fine is ridiculous, and they don't want to strap somebody with $1,000.
But it's not ridiculous.
Okay,
these pigs
so
need to pay for what they do. They do.
Or start off at $1,000 and work your way down.
But it's not $1,000 worth of damage.
Start at $1,000 and work your way down. Maybe it's only $200 worth of damage. Okay,
please. All right. Thanks for calling.
I agree. They should be handing them out like candy. These people, they were never taught by their parents that you don't pollute and that you don't. You know, their parents probably threw stuff out the window. You know, smoked and threw the butts out the window. And when they're
that doesn't matter.
You feeling?
Hey, but I saw a guy in a convertible on the 101.
You do that, Tim?
Yeah, I do that.
You do, don't
it.
You?
Well, hey, listen. Up until like 10 years ago, I used to throw the oil out of my car when I changed my oil in the car and went right down the drain.
Come on.
Everybody did that.
No, they don't.
Back in the 70s
That's
and 80s,
terrible.
Everybody did that.
They should fine people $1,000 because, and they should do it a lot because there would be a lot less littering.
Nah, F people with the fines. F everybody. If you're out there, you know, you're fining people $1,000. I was on the 101 freeway, and I remember exactly where I was. I was going eastbound right past the 405, and there was a guy in a convertible, and he had a bag of fast food. I think it was In-N-Out. He'd finished the meal, boom, right over his head, threw the whole bag out, finished the Coke, threw that out right over his head.
Are you serious?
I thought it was hysterical.
They have a site now. You can take a picture of somebody's, if somebody littering,
right,
or put a little video.
Right.
It's called, I think it's litterbug.com or litterbutt.com.
Right.
And yeah, litterbutt.com. And you can actually put their pictures up on the site or the video that you've taken of them littering.
And what happens?
Nothing. It just feels
just
better
shame.
For you. Just feels, yeah, it feels
doesn't
better
matter.
For the person that,
all right,
you know, is watching the littering.
Well, littering doesn't bother me. All right, let's talk to how about Rachel in Tarzana? You're on 97.1.
Hi,
hey.
How are you doing?
All right, baby.
I need to know, where did you get a U-turn that you didn't make a U-turn? Because I got a ticket for doing that, too.
I got it on Victory.
Oh, so I got a ticket for a U-turn that I did not make in the Tarzana nursery parking lot.
Right.
And I went to court. I'm like, well, you know, the police officer, she didn't realize that I was pulling into the nursery and they were closed. So there's a fire station right next door. And I'm thinking, she made a mistake. I'm going to go to court because people make mistakes. And the LAPD made a mistake, right?
Right.
No.
They lied.
I've never, oh my gosh. I couldn't believe it. And all the people there, and I had pictures. And, you know, here I am. I was like 22 at the time. You know.
Which court did you go to? You go to one in Chatsworth?
No, Van Nuys.
Oh, yeah.
And I dressed appropriately and, you know, was this, I was.
Hey, you want to hear something really effed up? Not only did I dress appropriately, but I went out the day before and got my hair cut. I swear to God.
That's when I lost
really?
Face in
I
the
swear
LAPD.
To God. Yeah. And so how many times did the cop lie in court?
Oh, it wasn't just my cop that lied, but the person, oh my God, she was a police woman on a motorcycle.
Boy.
That was my first, like,
those
wrong.
Are the meanest cops, I'm telling you.
I don't know, she just couldn't, like, she looked at me and thought, oh, I can never get a date with her, and then it was just, like, all downhill from there.
Wow.
But I've never seen such blatant lying, and I took a photograph of another car doing what I was doing, and the judge said, oh, I think it's, you know, your picture's trick photography.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah, and the other people that were fighting tickets, like some guy got a ticket for wearing earplugs while riding a bicycle. And the cop said to him, oh, yeah, I can see from 50 feet behind. I've got such fabulous vision.
Yeah.
And just all the people that went to court.
Everybody really, lost?
Every single one lost, and they were absolutely legitimate claims. And really, like, and that's when I lost faith in the LAPD.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm right now 31, but at the time I was like 23.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but up until then, you thought there's no way the cop's going to lie in court.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thinking,
you know, I was naive like that too.
I'm like, I have a tendency to, you know, put the pedal to the metal, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
And so I'm like, I'll go, you know, I'll pay for traffic school when I really deserve the ticket for speeding.
Will I pay for traffic school, but I will tell the officer, hey, good job. You nailed me. I was doing 75 in a 45 mile an hour zone.
You catch me.
You caught me right handed and, you know, hats off to you.
Yeah, but this, I'm like, she made a mistake. I'm not going to use my traffic, my little one
violation
for something that I didn't do.
Yeah, but my advice from now on, whenever you get a ticket, is never fight it. It is a pain in the ass. It'll demoralize you.
I fought a ticket in one once.
The cops will lie. The judge will find.
Unless you're like accused of murder, you don't go against the system.
You know, but I'm telling you guys, I did jaywalking, and I don't know if that's the same as a traffic citation, but I jaywalked, and I got out of the ticket. I got out of my jaywalking ticket.
Yeah, but you're look at you.
No, it had nothing to do with it. This was a long time ago when I looked like a little hairy ape.
I'm attractive. I'm definitely attractive, not like a slumpy.
Right.
I'm definitely a cute, cute girl. When I was 23, I was, you know, even cuter. But
how the years been?
The years have been good, thank God. I'm like a fine wine to get better with age.
Well, this is when I was a teenager. I was 19 or 20, and I do not look anything like the way I look now, I'm telling you. It's when my chola days. My chola days, about 20 pounds heavier, black curly hair down to my butt. I wore the black lipstick lying around.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, I looked like a chola. So I crossed the street. This was in the valley, across the street, and the guy pulled up. And he's like, you know, gets out of the car and he's like, can I see your license? And I gave it to him. And he starts talking to me. He's like, you know, what you did was illegal. I have to write you up. Writes me up and then asks me out. So I told the judge exactly what happened. And they said, you know what? We're going to let you go. He's like, he asked you out. I go, he asked me out.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
My cop didn't ask me out. I may have gone. All right. We got to take a break here. And we'll come back with more of these laws that you break every single day. This guy on line 8 carries a gun with him all day. Good for that dude. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Kerry Kasem's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hide low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in the town. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak.
Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Kerry Kasem's with us. Always nice to see you, dude.
Nice to see you too, Tim.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, here I am.
Yeah, these laws you break all the time. Sly in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, Big
right,
Dad?
Hey.
Miss Kasem, I also would like to tell you your dad is one heck of a legend.
Oh, thank you.
I actually get XM just to hear his AT-40.
Oh, you rock. I'm going to tell him that.
He rocks, and if anybody should bring it back, it should be you.
Oh, thank you. My brother actually does a lot of his shows. He's real good.
Really?
Yeah, he's real good, yeah.
Well, I have my story. Actually, my mother passed away, and I was stupid. I didn't think, and I had her ATM card, not realizing that the government didn't know she died all this time. And
how about that? I was real stupid.
I admitted. I said, "Hey, you know, if the I told the judge, look, if you knew money's going to be on a corner on this particular corner every month, and it's $600-700, are you going to go touch it?"
Yeah.
He said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay, we'll see." That's what I did, and it was my first offense. I became a felon.
Oh, it's a felony.
Yes. Jesus. So, but I did not have to do any time because of the fact it was my first offense.
What did it cost you?
Pardon me?
What did it cost you?
The whole thing back, restitution was $33,000.
Oh.
How long was your mom dead?
2 years.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They let it go for 2 years until my son called me on the cell phone and told me that the G-men are at the door. I said, "What?"
Oh, no.
I said, "Oh, no." He goes, "Dad, you know what it's about." I said, "Yeah, I know what it's about."
How old
was your kid at the time?
Oh, my kid was about 4 years back, so he's, 20 now?
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, the G's are at the door.
When they come to your door and it's not cops.
Yeah, they mean business.
Yeah.
Oh.
Especially when they knock and they ask for your legal name.
And especially when they knew my other names that I have. Uh-oh. And you know who turned me in? My own father.
Are you kidding me?
I swear. Jesus. Oh, God.
Oh, so they didn't find that. You. They did not find you themselves. Your dad turned you in.
Exactly. He ran away.
Were you
all
not
my
giving
life?
Him a big enough bite?
Huh?
You're not giving him a big enough piece, huh?
No. Well, he chose to be a runaway father his whole life and was never there for me. So, and then he tries to come into my life, and when he does, I tell him what's up, and he turns me in.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
I had no choice but to plead guilty.
Do you speak to the guy anymore?
He passed away a year ago, but somebody told me that.
Where are his checks?
Actually, I made sure that I can't mess that up, so I made sure they cut it off immediately. I did not want to make that mistake again.
Hey, listen, if you started cashing your dad's checks, Your kid was going to start shaking, man. Oh, he's next.
I told him, too. Don't you dare, when I die, do that to me. But it's the worst when it has, you know, it's a father, because I can't go against him. I mean, right.
You know, though, it could have been a blessing in disguise, because if they would have found you like 4 or 5 years later, you probably would have been in jail, and the money that you would have had to pay back would have been ridiculous.
Exactly. In federal penitentiary, yeah. I couldn't last a day.
Nah, right. You'd be fine in the Fed.
Oh, I did five days just in the glass house for a ticket I didn't pay, and it was on a weekend, and I didn't get out till from Friday night. I didn't get out till Wednesday.
Jesus Christ.
But nobody touched me. Yeah, I was pretty cool because of the fact that they put me in my own cell because they said...
Plus, they're messing with a convicted felon.
Exactly.
You know?
They didn't want me around anybody
else. That's a great story, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
No problem. Do you remember what the message that was given to you? Do you know Dennis?
He's a good friend of
Carol's, and I know your dad knows Carol Burnett very good.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
No? Well, ask him to ask Carol if she knows of Dennis Erdman, the director.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and that's your dad?
He's my first cousin.
Oh, that's cool.
He's from New York, but he works out here and New York.
Excellent. All right, buddy. I'm sure he's very proud of his cousin. Okay. All right.
If you notice, I'd never miss your show.
Thank you, sir.
It's a great show.
I appreciate it. All right, thanks, buddy.
Both you guys, enjoy.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
There he goes, man. Look at that, cashing dead mom's check.
He really likes you.
I really like that guy, too, man. That guy's going for it. Too bad he got caught. All right, we're going to do the news at 9 o'clock with Gina Grad, everybody. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, a poodle dies from a speeding ticket, and Christina Applegate makes a miraculous recovery. We'll talk about this and more after
the
break.
And the top 10, David Letterman's top 10 list is going to be read right now. It's the top 10 questions to ask yourself before ordering a $1,000 pizza. It's a good one, huh?
I want that pizza.
Would you pay a grand for it?
Yeah. That's you got listen to number 8.
That's the ticket, huh?
That's the ticket. I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
All right, Letterman's top 10 list, $1,000 pizza. The top 10 questions you ask yourself before ordering a $1,000 pizza. Is it worth it? All right, this is Tim Conway Jr.'s show. Carrie Kasin's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.